There are many cautionary tales that circulate about jealousy and revenge. Some of them are true. Some of them are just urban legends. Here's our urban legends expert, Jan Harald Brunvand.
The popular urban legend about someone filling a car with concrete sounds like something that could have happened, and many people have assured me that they know when and where it occurred. But so far, this story has been impossible to trace to its origin. Here's the story as I first heard it in 1961 from a woman in southern Michigan. Her family owned a ready-mix cement business. She told me that it had happened to a man working for another company in a nearby town. He was a cement truck driver on his way to a delivery, and he happened to go through his own neighborhood. To the man's surprise, he saw a new Cadillac parked in his driveway. He parked his truck, walked quietly to the house, and looked into the kitchen window. There he saw his wife talking to a well-dressed stranger, a man. Outraged, the driver backed his ready-mix truck up to the house and dumped a load of wet concrete into the Cadillac through a roll-down window. That evening, he came home to find the solid concrete Cadillac was being towed away and his wife in tears. She explained that she had saved for years to buy him the car, and just that morning the dealer had delivered it. I soon learned that folklorists had been recording the same legend all over the country since about a year earlier. Even now, about once a month, somebody sends it or tells it to me as a current legend that is going around. I've heard several versions of the story from Europe. In each, the wife is said really to have a lover. In some of the English versions, after filling up a car parked in front of his house, the ready-mix driver hides nearby and watches to see what will happen. Eventually, the man he had seen talking to his wife exits the house, hops on his bicycle, and rides away without a glance at the ruined car. In Norway, the story appeared in several newspapers in 1973. In these, the lover's old Volkswagen Beetle is filled with concrete through its sunroof by the husband. The story was finally traced to a cement truck driver who had heard it some 3 years before. Many Americans who tell the solid concrete car story say that they think that it was reported as a fact in a newspaper, but they never have a clipping or an exact date to prove it. So far as I know, a factual newspaper story about the incident has appeared only once. The Denver Post carried news stories on August 5th, 6th, and 7th in 1960 describing a dispute between two men over a $20 bet. One of them, a cement truck driver, filled his pal's car, a 1946 DeSoto, with concrete. The ruined car was left parked in front of the ready-mix company where many Denverites saw it, and a photograph of the car appeared in the paper. A brief version of the Denver newspaper's account was distributed nationwide by the Associated Press. Do we have the origin of the urban legend here? I don't think so. First, notice that this story differs in that it makes no mention of marital infidelity, and the car is an old clunker, not a new Cadillac. Besides, the solid concrete car legend had been collected by a Texas folklorist in April of 1960, 4 months before the Denver incident. The driver in Denver might have heard a version of the story and decided to act it out in real life, or the incident could have been a hoax perpetrated by the ready-mix company for publicity. The Denver incident probably helped give the urban legend a burst of popularity, but we should look for the true source of the story more in human psychology than in newspapers. Our legendary truck driver, jealous of his wife's supposedly well-heeled lover, attempts to gain his revenge, but his jealousy backfires.
Jan Harald Brunvand is professor of English and folklore at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City.